KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 57 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high near 70. A wind advisory in effect beginning at 10 a.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston report an Adair County man was arrested this morning. 25-year-old Spencer Leitzel of Greenfield was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for probation violation. Leitzel was later released from the jail on a $5,000 bond. A summit designed to improve the performance of young athletes and their coaches is scheduled for this Thursday in Sioux City. The annual Pursuing Victory with Honor Summit is sponsored by the Robert D. and Billy Ray Center, formerly Character Counts, in Iowa. The center's Hillary Ortman said the opening session will be led by Matthew Davidson, the president of the Institute for Excellence and Ethics in New York.
There's breakout sessions focused on integrity, toughness, and grit, playing smart and being present, and leading self and others. So it's a very valuable event for not only just student-athletes, student leaders, and coaches.
The cost for attending the conference is $25, and pre-registration is required. The event won't return to the Northwest Iowa area until 2020.
We rotated around the state every year, and so this is the first time since 2009 we have brought the event back up to Northwest Iowa.
The summit will run from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. this Thursday at Morningside College. This is the ninth year for the conference for middle and high school athletes and coaches.
This last year we were at UNI, and next year we will be back down in the Des Moines Metro up at Ames at Iowa State University.
The $25 registration cost covers materials that will be provided along with snacks and a lunch. A Pursuing Victory with Honor Summit for community college students and coaches is scheduled for October 29th on the Des Moines Area Community College campus in Ankeny. Republican Congressman Steve King says there are a number of words to describe what happened last Thursday when the leading candidate to replace outgoing House Speaker John Boehner withdrew from the race.
There was turmoil, and there was a bit of chaos, and there was an amount of sadness, and there were a lot of emotions that flowed back and forth, and there was confusion and misunderstanding.
King is supporting Florida Congressman Daniel Webster to be the next Speaker of the House.
You know, hopefully he becomes the Speaker of the House in the next few days or a couple of weeks. But in any case, he has laid down the parameters that we need to pay attention to on how to restructure this House.
On Friday, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan responded to pressure and announced that he would consider running for the Speaker of the House.
Paul is no doubt a capable individual, and he has broad support in the conference. Whether it's broad enough to win the speakership in there, I think that's a hard thing to guess after watching how Kevin McCarthy's broad support, some of it apparently disappeared.
Some Republicans have suggested the crazies like King have damaged the Republican brand by undermining the current House leadership team. But King says he won't respond to that. He contends the House may wind up functioning better as a result of this fight.
And if we respond to the voice of the people, we're going to be better. We're going to be better respected. If this dip goes down a little bit longer and we come out of it better, will be rewarded for that rather than punished.
King is hoping a leadership vote is scheduled sooner rather than later, although the House is not meeting this week.
By the time we come back in another week, I think that we'll be ready to, take some action.
King made his comments Friday during a taping on appearance on C-SPAN's Washington Journal. Iowa's Freedom of Information Council has chosen a retired Des Moines Register editorial page director, or editor, that is, as its new leader. The group picked Randy Evans as its new executive director. He'll replace Kathleen Richardson, who has led the group since 2000. The nonprofit Freedom of Information Council worked with journalists, librarians, lawyers, and other Iowans who are committed to accessible government. Evans worked for the Des Moines Register for 40 years before retiring last December and has played an active role in the group. Richardson, who is also dean of Drake University's School of Journalism and Mass Communication, said she's working with Evans on the transition. The Department of Natural Resources offices assigned to state parks are getting more firepower to go along with their handguns. DNR spokesman Kevin Baskins said the officers are now learning to use assault rifles that will be assigned to them.
We made a purchase of 37 AR-15s. There's actually 34 officers that are currently in training to be certified on these.
Baskin says the state parks are safe, but the officers often assist with other law enforcement agencies, such as county sheriffs or state troopers.
A lot of our state parks are located in more remote areas of the state, and that includes some of the counties that don't have very high populations. So at times, our officers do provide mutual aid.
Baskin says the AR-15s will allow the officers to be prepared for any situation they might encounter.
One of the unfortunate realities of today is that we want to make sure that our officers have equipment that meet the standards of what they might encounter in some of their everyday duties in the park.
And he says that they are sworn peace officers who can enforce any of the laws on the books. The state park officers must pass proficiency tests before being issued a rifle. Wildlife officials say a trumpeter swan shot and wounded earlier this month at Princeton Wildlife Area is headed to a wildlife rehabilitation facility in Clear Lake. The Iowa DNR says conservation officers and biologists, along with employees of the Clinton County Conservation Board, were able to capture the wounded swan on Friday. Officials say the swan was dehydrated and dirty, as though it had been hiding in mud. Officials say its wing was injured in the shooting. Another swan was killed in the October 3rd shooting. Two Iowa men, Levi Young of Davenport and Kyle Munson of Eldridge, have been charged with unlawful hunting of a protected species. Authorities say the men shot the swans while they were out waterfowl hunting. An Illinois man was injured Saturday evening after a fall from a cliff at the Wildcat Den State Park near Muscatine. Officials of the Iowa DNR said 26-year-old Aaron Plum of Geneseo, Illinois, fell about 35 feet from an area known as the Devil's Punch Bowl at Wildcat Den State Park shortly after midnight on Saturday. Plum was taken to the campground of the park, where he was transported by helicopter to the U of I hospitals in Iowa City. He was being treated for back trauma as well as injuries to hand and fingers. The incident remains under investigation. A rescue boat that was donated to the Clear Lake Fire Department earlier this year came in handy last month when Jim Loea's leg was caught in a boat. The boat, with its specialized hydraulic platform on the bow, helped free the 77-year-old without doing additional damage to his leg, which had been impaled on a boat cleat. A deep cut in Loea's leg was able to heal without needing any surgery. The September 1st rescue was the first time the boat had been used since it was donated in June by Mark and Diane Holt of Mason City. The boat is also equipped with night vision equipment, a pump for fighting fires, and a side-scanning sonar for underwater searches. A woman has jumped to safety from a second-floor window, and a man has been rescued by firefighters during a blaze at a Waterloo apartment building. Authorities say the fire was reported a little after 9:30 p.m. Sunday. A woman limped away after landing on a satellite dish and later was taken by private vehicle to a hospital. Waterloo Fire Battalion Chief Michael Moore said the fire appears to have started in a laundry room. The cause remained under investigation. And authorities say one person has died in a crash in Winnesee County. According to the State Patrol, the crash happened at around 2:30 a.m. Sunday. The victim's vehicle crossed the center line, entered a ditch, and rolled over. Police say the victim was ejected from the car. That person's identity has not been released. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.